y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
Greetings, Radio Havana, Cuba listeners. June 14th joins two great figures in the history of Cuba and of humanity. This year, it marks the 174th anniversary of the birth of Antonio Maceo and the 91st of Ernesto Guevara de la Serna. Separate in the historical times in which they lived and acted, they shared the life of soldiers forged by war, recognizing and supporting their leaders always, Martí, in Maceo's case, and in that of Guevara, Fidel. Both arrived from abroad the sea to fight for Cuba. Both were in U.S. territory defending the Cuban cause. Both invaded from the east and were wounded in battle. Both were internationalists and put their revolutionary behavior at the disposition of the cause of Puerto Rican independence. Both died in combat, their bodies hidden. Maceo's by his troops so that the enemy would not find it, and Che's by the enemy in a futile effort to eliminate the revolutionary model he had become. Both thus passed into immortality and are more alive now than ever. Antonio María Maceo Grajales, the most distinguished internationalist and champion of the Cuban War of Independence, was the son of Mother of the Homeland, Doña Mariana Grajales. Not for nothing was he called the Bronze Titan, recalling his impressive looks and race. Martí said that he had as much strength of mind as in body. Leader of the Baraguá protest and Eastern invasion, he wished to lend his sword to the cause of independence in Puerto Rico after winning Cuba's. He was repeatedly wounded, but never gave up. As a result of his sense of duty, honor, his Masonic militance and military abilities, many schools, military and civic institutions carry his name, both in Cuba and abroad. The Antonio Maceo Brigade of Cubans living in the belly of the beast is one of those. Every December the 7th, when the Titan passed on to immortality, he is honored in a special event in which every municipality recalls its martyrs, among them those fallen in missions of international solidarity. A bust of Maceo in Turquino and another in the Sierra de los Órganos are symbols of national rebellion, recalling the revolutionary passion of the lineage of the truly great. Ernesto Guevara de la Serna was one of the greatest internationalists the world has known. He abandoned the comfort into which he was born to share the suffering of the poor and gave his life to honor it. From his native Argentina, he established that the enemy must be fought with arms at the ready. When, as a student, he was invited to join a protest, he declared that if they didn't give him a revolver, he was not going to go just to be mistreated with impunity. His travels through the poor countries of the South provided real-world experience of misery. It was in Guatemala that he became involved in armed actions together with the Cuban Nico López, and from there, his relation with the Granma expeditionaries and his fidelity to the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, who awarded him the rank of Comandante in the Sierra Maestra. The two guerrilleros shared many hours of revolutionary discussion after he was awarded Cuban citizenship by virtue of his exceptional revolutionary merit. The creator of youth organizations based upon the principles of the revolution, founder of the voluntary work program, innovative technical groups, and so many other activities, once again abandoned the comforts of his rank to travel the continents of Africa and South America in his tireless internationalism. Che was another of those who insisted upon never trusting the imperial powers and left at his signature upon the word compromise, onward to victory.
Puerto Rico, a la que cayó al mar, que no pudo volar, yo te invito a mi vuelo y buscamos juntos el mismo cielo.
This was Rosa Meneses Albizu Campos who spoke to you, because Cuba and Puerto Rico are the two wings of the same bird.
Cuba y Puerto Rico son en pájaro, las dos alas. Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro, las dos alas.